Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA. And I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
For a good
there you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Got the cameras on my
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
Charlamagne the God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday.
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Today feel like Monday, though.
It does?
A little bit. I was much more spry and alert yesterday morning.
That's because your Cowboys won. That's why.
Yeah, you're right.
It's over now.
It ain't over. It's not over for the next 2 weeks, okay? We got a bye week this week. We're 5-1 at least for the next 2 weeks, sir. Okay?
It's over.
Until we meet the Eagles again.
Do you hate when there's a bye week?
No, I love it, especially when we're 5-1 going into a bye week. That just gives me an extra week to talk that talk.
Rest your players,
okay? Okay?
How was everybody's day yesterday? What you guys do?
Yesterday, I left here. I was at this the juice bar that we opened all day yesterday, so... over there working.
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not mad at the juice bars in Brooklyn. Shout out to everybody in Brooklyn. But the reason being is when they need little things like a mop and Windex, I'll be like, Angelique lives right around the block. Let Angelique get the Windex and the mop. Listen. You got all the little things.
Yeah.
You be working over there. I ain't gonna lie. You be working.
But shout out to everybody who was coming through to say what's up. Yeah, you know, it's a beautiful space to chill and relax in, but it's exciting to have your own business.
Absolutely.
It's my first time having something like this, so... I like to be there.
Okay.
The biggest highlight of my day yesterday was I actually ordered the girlfriend's 8-season box set on DVD. Drop one of Clues Bombs for me. Thank you.
Did you go get it at Target or you ordered online?
I ordered it online only because I didn't have time to go by Target yesterday. So I ordered it
But you said you had nothing to do but do that.
I had other things to do, but I ordered. That was the highlight of my day.
Oh, that was the highlight.
Yeah, that was the highlight of my day. You know, so, yes, it'll be here in the mail in a couple of days. I ordered it off Amazon Prime.
Did you buy any Giants paraphernalia?
Why would I do such a thing? To burn it?
You were there.
To put roots on it?
You were there.
A.K.A. voodoo. I don't know what y'all call it. We call it roots where I'm from, South Carolina, all day. So, no, why would I do such a thing?
Now, I saw Envy had a photo shoot or something in here yesterday.
In here?
Was it in here? Because there's a lot of Envy junk laying all over the place.
Why are you waffle-colored Negroes always taking pictures of yourselves?
We're doing things,
Jesus Christ.
We're making some moves.
That's a garment bag over here with your name on it.
No, no. Shout to Downtown Locker Room. They actually sent me a jacket. It was the old Bullets. Let me show you.
You ain't got no loyalty to no team.
Nah.
You just like what looks good.
This is old school, man.
As long as
I know that's old school, but
you a New York. As long as it matches sneakers and
his hat. There is no Washington Bullets anymore.
You a New York Knicks
guy.
But
there is no Washington
Bullets. There's Washington Wizards, the same thing. They've evolved.
Nope, it's not the same.
You just can't do that. You're not from Washington.
This is not the same. This is 1977.
You a Knicks fan, bro.
I am a diehard Knicks fan, but it's a dope jacket.
See, I don't have an NBA team. So being that I don't have an NBA team, I can rock any NBA paraphernalia. But you'll never see me in any other football paraphernalia other than the Dallas Cowboys, or if I'm repping for college, University of South Carolina Gamecocks, okay?
You wouldn't wear, what's his name?
What?
A Kaepernick jersey?
No, I wouldn't.
You wore a Kaepernick sweatshirt
the
other day.
No, I didn't. That was a Kaepernick sweatshirt. It didn't have no team on it. No, it didn't. It didn't have no team on it. Nothing. It had his afro and the number he wears. That's it. I was sure about that. I love the stand he making, but if it had anything to do with rocking and repping his team, I wasn't doing it.
You're just not stylish. There is no Bullets anymore. It's a dope jacket. Shout out to them for sending me that. Yes, I'm a Giants fan. Die hard. Shout out to the Giants. We play in London next week.
Well, the reason I brought up your photo shoot, well, whatever happened, can you not leave your junk over here in my area?
I didn't
you
put nothing there.
Boxes and garment bags.
And that box that says Clue on
each
it.
Of us have our own area in this room.
I don't. The mailman brought that, and that says DJ
Hey, girls,
box.
girls. Relax.
Now, you see Pigpen, Charlamagne has his little area there. There's stuff all over the floor.
I didn't
That's
do
his
that.
Area.
It says Clue
Your area's
on the box.
Over there. My area's
I didn't
over
do that.
There.
Girls, relax.
Gosh. All right. Well, today, Drum will be joining us. I like to cha-cha.
Can you do Broccoli since that's his newer song?
Jesus Christ, you are extra beige this morning.
That's how it goes.
Lord
I don't know the words.
Mercy.
Or he'll be joining
That's
us.
I got to deal with all this Tuesday morning.
Yes, and also Nicki Minaj checked in yesterday right before we got off air. We're going to get that back on. We talked a lot. I mean, we talked about Charlamagne sticking his finger in his...
I found out that Charlamagne has a bidet.
I lied. I don't really got that. No
he
bidet.
Definitely has a bidet.
I don't really got no
He
bidet.
Got a bidet.
Can you spell bidet?
He definitely can
Ain't
spell
no bidet
it.
In no apartment.
He ain't got no apartment. That boy got a bidet.
He has a bidet.
That's a lie. Don't believe things.
I don't think people even use bidets anymore.
Don't believe what you hear on the internet. Even if it comes out of my mouth.
All right. Well, we'll get into all that when we come back. And front page news. So don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now we're Monday Night Football. The Cardinals beat the Jets 28-3. They watched the Jets last night. Boy, now.
Jets suck.
Playoff
Jets
baseball.
Are garbage.
The Indians beat the Blue Jays. They lead the series 3-0. Now, what does Melania say about Trump, Yee?
Yes, Donald Trump's wife, Melania Trump, is defending her husband, and she just did her first interview since he faced allegations of sexual misconduct. Now, here is what she had to say about Donald Trump's comments to women.
I was surprised because that is not the man that I know. And I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on because they were kind of a boy talk. And he was like egg on from the host to say dirty and bad stuff. The boys, the way they talk, sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girls.
Melania Trump needs an Instagram and not a Twitter. I want to see her. I don't want to hear from her. And I was watching that interview last night in full when she was sitting down with Anderson Cooper, and it was interesting watching her try to remember her talking points that time.
Right.
Like, it was certain points she'd forget her talking points, or she'd pause. And then like, oh, this is what they told me to say.
You know it's very dire right now if they're making her talk about it because...
Well, she has to ride for her husband. She's a female, so she has to ride.
She don't have to. We're not dying to hear from Melania Trump.
You also have to understand that there's a lot of women that are offended by the things that Donald Trump has said.
Absolutely.
And I don't know that you can defend certain things that he's done and said. Well, here's what she had to say about this whole thing being a big conspiracy.
I believe my husband. This was all organized from the opposition. With the details that they go, did they ever check the background of these women? They don't have any facts.
Melania Trump, she's one of those chicks that should get on Snapchat and just take vids of them staring at the camera with music playing. Like, I don't want to hear anything.
And by the way, it's not just the women. It's the producers from the Celebrity Apprentice show.
A lot of people, right?
It's the actual audio that we heard firsthand coming out of his mouth.
You have hours and hours of him talking on Howard Stern.
Now, Howard Stern, for his part, said that he would not release any of these old audio. You know, these were public conversations, but Howard Stern says he has over 50 interviews that he's done with Donald Trump, and he said if he did that, he feels like it would be a betrayal. Donald Trump did that show in an effort to be entertaining and have fun. He said, I feel like if I did that and played them now when people are attacking him, it would just be wrong.
Yeah, it can't be a conspiracy if you actually said it.
Right. We have audio.
if it actually came out of your mouth, it's not really a conspiracy against you.
Right.
You know?
All right. And Billy Bush, by the way, who was the person that was on the tape when Donald Trump was talking about...
Poor Billy Bush. He ain't got no friends.
Grabbing her by the vagina. He's officially out at the Today Show. He's been cut.
He was getting $3.5 million a year?
He did a three-year deal for $3.5 million. Now he's out of there. But he does have no non-compete clause, so he's able to go work at a competing station and do whatever he needs to do.
Will people hire him, though?
He released his own
statement. So somebody will.
People who are fans of Donald Trump, probably. But he said, I'm deeply grateful for the conversations I've had with my daughters and for all the support from my family, friends, and colleagues. I look forward to what lies ahead.
Hey, Billy Bush, somebody got to be the fall guy, man. You enjoy yourself under that bus that you got thrown under, okay?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. Maybe you had a bad morning, a bad night, whatever it may be. If you just want to call, you can vent. You can get things off your chest. We'll listen. We'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? Ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you're mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Denise from the Bronx.
What's up? Tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because this morning my husband lost his wallet and he got mad at me for trying to help him find it.
That's because he didn't want you to see the extra condoms he had in his wallet.
Exactly. Something is wrong with that.
Now, he was just frustrated. He looking for something and he don't feel like you helping enough. He just got a little frustrated.
Why you got them condoms in there? We don't use condoms.
We don't use condoms. Oh, God.
Did you find it? Yeah.
No, I'm going to find it later on lunch break.
Oh, you going to go look for it now. Look at you.
Yeah.
All right, mama. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is the King of Africa. How are you doing, Charlamagne, DJ Envy, my African queen? How are you?
Hey, the King of Africa. What's up, bro?
Where you from, Wakanda?
Hey, let me tell you something real quick. DJ Envy, I know sometimes when I want to talk, you cut me off real quick.
Uh-oh.
Just listening. I'm just trying to get to the root of the problem. I'm sick and tired of just hearing Africans and black complaining about the white so much. Yeah, we know what they're doing is bad and all that, but we just have to work twice as hard as every one of them. You, DJ Envy, and Charlamagne, I hear you guys talk about, oh, I'm paying my bills late and all that. You don't know you're encouraging these kids, and these kids, they already have, like, their freaking credit score, like a speed limit.
I never said I pay my bills late, sir. I said I don't pay nothing but my past due amount on my Verizon bill. That's
paid it late. When
that's
cut
not
it off,
late.
That cut it off,
yeah.
Paid it late.
Yeah, DJ Envy, I've heard you several times say that. And you know these kids, they listen to you guys. That's encouragement. I would want you guys to stop saying that.
You're right.
You're encouraging these kids.
I pay my bills on time. My bills come out auto pay, okay?
That's not on time when they cut it off and you pay it. That's late.
Verizon don't count.
Charlamagne, stop lying now. You're starting to look like Black Donald Trump. Stop lying.
Oh. So,
let me quick hit the second point real quickly.
Go ahead.
I think the one thing that everybody needs to learn, especially the black culture, is education. Have you ever wondered why the Indians, the people from Africans, a lot of these immigrants, why they come here and they're very, very successful?
Why is that, sir?
Because they're very educated. They go to school. Like, everybody around here complains so much about suffering and stuff like that. Dude, have you been to Africa?
Yes.
Okay. Have you seen people suffer? Like, I grew up where I wouldn't even have, like, a toothpaste to brush my teeth.
You sound like you ain't used no toothpaste yet this morning, but you up on the radio telling everybody about theyself.
No. I'm telling everybody about what they need to know. I'm not trying to save the world, but it's just little education. There's a lot of opportunities here.
Listen, man, go brush your teeth. You're right on a lot of things, but go brush your teeth. Have some breakfast. Clean out your foreskin, man. Leave us alone.
I actually just brushed my teeth, Charlamagne.
Do you have foreskin, though?
Whoa, come on, guys.
Of course he does.
See? I'm trying to talk about education.
You're trying to be serious here. Okay. And you do have to talk about listen, foreskin.
So foreskin's not educational. You're telling me foreskin ain't educational?
It is educational.
I have no clue why you guys are saying that.
You got foreskin. Do you have foreskin?
Why would I want to have foreskin? I don't.
You have foreskin. I know you do.
Because I'm African, sister.
I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't say nothing about that.
You're trying to stereotype me.
I ain't say nothing about that.
Why would my African king? We'll talk to you later. We got to go.
All right, man.
We appreciate you listening. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now, even if you're in Africa. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce, Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I can't believe we only like, what, 2-3 weeks away from Election Day already?
I know.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're 2-3 weeks from Election Day and Donald Trump really is in this thing.
Yeah, they have one more debate Wednesday night.
That is going to be so. If I was Hillary, I wouldn't even do that debate.
You wouldn't?
No, I wouldn't. I've done it enough. Like I've sat there across from this guy who does not know anything about politics, who I am more experienced than, who I am more qualified than. Why do I got to keep convincing y'all that I am better than this dude? Especially when he ain't talking about nothing.
I've never been so passionate. Like, you ever see a Trump sign in somebody's yard and you just get disgusted with the person?
Yeah, because I feel like
just disgusted. Even though you have your opinion, your free opinion, I just feel disgusted if I see it.
You know what, though? I was thinking about this yesterday because people like to assume that everybody who supports Trump is a bigot or, you know, a feminist. And I thought about it when I saw, like, a lot of women supporting him after these comments. Right. I think a lot of people just like that he's anti-system. He's anti-government. Right. You know, he's not a politician. I think that that's everybody's inner rebel that wants to support Donald Trump. Mm. You know? I don't necessarily just chalk it up to they believe in the bigotry that he believes in or the hate that he believes in.
Right. But I also feel like he doesn't even know what he's talking about most of the time.
That is a fact.
If you have no solutions and no real answers and you contradict yourself and you say that you didn't say things that we heard you say or saw you tweet, then I don't think I feel comfortable with you running the country.
But doesn't Donald Trump not build the greatest case of optimism for all Americans? And what I mean by that is Donald Trump is the executive producer of Celebrity Apprentice, a man with no political experience whatsoever. No. He ain't never been a mayor. He ain't never been a senator.
Just a businessman.
He ain't never been a class president. But he is possibly in the running to be the president of the United States of America. Only in America can you do stuff like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. A businessman that don't pay his taxes.
Oh!
He went around. He beat the system.
If Donald Trump can do it, why can't you?
All right.
Like, that is the biggest case of optimism I've ever seen in America.
So you're saying that Kanye should really try it?
Why not?
Okay.
I thought that Barack was because he was a black man that became president. Right. No. Trump.
Okay, right.
A man with no experience, no skills, no qualifications.
Well, next hour, Nicki Minaj will be joining us. And also after that, Drum. I like to cha-cha and broccoli. Yeah, he'll be joining us. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about somebody who got booed and people were walking out of her show because of Donald Trump. They're Donald Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Mary J. Blige, her estranged husband, is asking for quite a bit of money from her every month. I'll tell you how much.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, we have an update for you on what's going on with this whole Russell Crowe and Azealia Banks incident. Now, we told you what happened yesterday. Azealia Banks was invited by RZA to go to Russell Crowe's suite and listen to some music. Now, there's two different sides to the story. One side is that he attacked her and threw her out of the room, spit on her, choked her, called her the N-word. Now, by other people's accounts, she was the one that was acting erratic, and she was the one who used the N-word, okay? Well, now what they are saying is that there is video footage from this whole scuffle. Now, Azealia Banks feels like this footage will vindicate her and show that exactly what she said happened. There were security cameras in that hallway where Russell Crowe actually had to remove her from the hotel suite. And she says that he spit on her in the hallway. Now, Azealia Banks feels like the video will show the choking and spitting. Russell Crowe's side feels like it will show that she's just lying about the whole entire thing.
Well, she's going to need the video. If she gets the video, then she can press charges, because without the video, it's just her word against the 9 other people that were in the room. And you know they're going to side with Russell Crowe because she was just the plus one.
But especially the person that brought her. The person that brought her says she was wrong.
RZA said that she definitely was the one using the N-word.
Right. I mean, but truth be told, if RZA wanted to maintain a relationship, who do you want to maintain a relationship with? Russell Crowe or Azealia Banks?
True.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I don't know if RZA would be cool with somebody screaming out the N-word, though.
I would hope not.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I worked with him. I don't think that he would say, hey, I want to stay friends with Russell Crowe so he can use the N-word against black people. Now, according to Azealia Banks, she is actually filing a battery report over the whole incident. And so we'll see what happens.
As you should. I mean, that's what you should do if you feel like you've been assaulted by somebody, right?
With this video footage, her manager, by the way, has said that she is shell-shocked right now. And she wants to return back home. She doesn't like being in L.A. anymore now after this whole incident. All right, Mary J. Blige, her estranged husband, Kendu, is now...
Why you said estranged?
Estranged. Like, Jesus, you're not together anymore.
Oh, okay. I thought estranged meant, like, crazy.
No. Yeah.
This guy's crazy.
Estranged means you're not divorced, but you guys are going through a separation. Oh. And you're not together.
Listen, don't ever call me estranged if I get a divorce. That sounds crazy.
Well, you're definitely estranged.
Estranged husband.
You're definitely estranged.
I always thought he was
strange.
Well, right now, he is asking for $129,000 a month and temporary spousal support. So that's what he wants. Because Mary J. Blige was the breadwinner. Right. They were married for 12 years, and he's used to their lifestyle. He says that Mary earns anywhere from $1.5 to $5.1 million over the last 2 years. And that's why he feels that he deserves that. As for the prenup, they believe that the prenup is no good because he signed it without a lawyer. So there you have it.
So that's like, what, $1.2 million a year? Something a little bit more than that?
$1.5.
That's a lot, man.
But that's a lot for a regular person. But Mary was making when she made like 15, 20 million.
But it's a lot to ask of Mary. Mary is the queen of hip hop, so you can't stick Mary up like
that. But now,
that.
If the
you're
tables
saying that
returns,
she made over the last 2 years, if she made $1.5 million,
that's all
her money.
No, she makes $15 million a year.
It says here $1.5 to $5.1 million over
you
the last.
You can't stick Mary up like that, man.
But if the tables were turned, and Mary was a man, and Kendu was a female, and
if
it was
Mary
the same,
was a man, and Kendu,
if the tables were turned,
okay, got you.
The woman, you think
the court would have definitely gave her.
She deserved it because she's Mary J. Blige, okay? You don't take the money from her because she's Mary J. Blige. And if the tables were turned, you give it to her because she's Mary J. Blige.
How was Kendall supposed to eat?
With his hands and a fork and a spoon and a knife.
Mary was married for 10 years.
He should
get nothing but
that. He should get something. I'm not saying
he should get something, absolutely.
I'm not saying he shouldn't get nothing.
He's saying not $130,000 a month.
Okay, that's a lot, bro.
Basically, that's
for Mary J.? Mary J.'s done too much for the culture to take that much from her a month.
That's a lot for you and me, but if Mary's making... How much is Mary making a year?
Anywhere between $1.5 to $5.1 million.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot.
Thank you. Okay.
Do you listen?
That's a lot.
Clean out your beige ears.
I don't know why somebody's making like $15 to $15 a year. I don't know.
All right, Amy Schumer has been doing her stand-up comedy. She was doing a show in Tampa on Sunday. And she actually was talking about Donald Trump. And guess what? Some people in the audience didn't like it, and they were escorted out. Check it out.
Why do you want to vote for that orange sexual assaulting fake call I started? Okay, so just so you know, from now on, if you yell out, you're going to get thrown out. Okay, so everybody point to the people booing. Okay, so go.
Oh, she told him to leave.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people actually got up and walked out, and some people, if they were booing, she made them leave.
Politics are very divisive. You know, this is just like religion or anything else. But I still don't understand why we can't agree to disagree. Like, you can vote for who you want to vote for. I'm going to vote for who I want to vote for. No need for us to walk out of each other's shows and
we can still make some
jokes. Not listen to each other. Yeah.
Right? That's the point. If, you know, let her go on stage and make some jokes. But she's not stressing it. She said the other 8,400 people who stayed, no problem.
Oh, stunting. Drop on the clues bombs, Amy Schumer. Wow. That was a humble brag. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
You want to yell at the ticket prices too, Amy, while you're at it?
I'm Angela Yee.
All right, now, when we come back, we got front page news. We'll tell you about Melania Trump. Also, Netflix. Their stock?
It's called Netflix.
What did I say, Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, Netflix.
It's more than one flick.
There's a couple flicks. Netflix. We'll tell you about their stock when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
You know a word I thought Angela Yee said?
What?
Deranged.
No, estranged.
Yeah, deranged is what crazy.
You're both deranged and estranged. And strange.
Okay.
There we go.
All right, well, let's get in some front page news. Let's start off with sports. Now, in Monday Night Football, the Cardinals washed the Jets last night 28-3.
Jets suck.
Now, in playoff baseball, the Indians beat the Blue Jays. They lead the series 3-0. All right, now let's talk about Melania Trump.
Well, Melania Trump was on with CNN's Anderson Cooper yesterday, and she was defending her husband, which we expect, of course, saying that we don't really know the real Donald Trump and that he was egged on into talking the way that he did about women. Check it out.
I was surprised because that is not the man that I know. And I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on, because they were kind of a boy talk, and he was like egg on from the host to say dirty and bad stuff. The boys, that the way they talk, sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girl.
So at the time when this happened, Donald Trump was like 59 years old. So I'm supposed to vote for a 59-year-old man who folds to peer pressure?
Who goes into boy talk? Listen, Billy Bush is responsible for all of this, according to everyone, because he done lost his job.
You need a fall guy.
Billy Bush don't have as much power as Donald Trump. He don't got as much money as Donald Trump. But that guy can push you to say things that you didn't want to say. You folding to peer pressure because of Billy Bush, and I'm supposed to vote for you for president?
Now, Melania Trump had some more things to say. Here is the rest.
I believe my husband, this was all organized from the opposition. With the details that they go, did they ever check the background of these women? They don't have any facts.
The facts are, we do have recordings of him saying things.
The fact came out of your mouth. He was on Howard Stern
over 50 times. Now, Howard Stern says that he feels like he can't believe that some of the interviews from Howard Stern haven't come up, but he feels like it would be a betrayal for him to actually put it out himself. He wouldn't do that.
Right.
It was just him entertaining people. But he did say, I'm surprised those interviews haven't been brought up.
I have seen interviews of the Donald Trump, Howard Stern situation. They've played them on CNN.
I think he feels like a lot more, because it's been over 50 times, and it would have been a big reveal. Is what he's saying than it has been, because he said some crazy things, raiding women and so on and so forth. So
now let's talk Netflix.
Netflix. They have soared 20% as new subscribers are coming. They're saying there was about 3.2 million new subscribers. They had only expected to add 2 million subscribers for the quarter.
You know we have money in Netflix, right?
Yeah.
It did good.
Yeah, I know. He sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. I was excited last night. Yeah, I stopped broker. Netflix did well.
Yep, 20%. As much as 20% after hours trading on Monday. So Netflix actually didn't do so well previously, because remember they raised the prices a little bit?
Right.
So people went nuts and the stock fell. Well, now it's back up again.
Netflix has to be making money, because you got shows like The Get Down that have production budgets of $120 million.
Right.
The Get Down. Well, not none of the Marvel stuff. The Get Down cost $120.
$4.9 billion on programming last year.
Wow. Oh, they got it.
All right.
They got it.
Well, just telling everybody out there, as far as stocks are concerned, me and Angela Yee put money into Netflix. Now, they always say, if you want to put money into something, put money into something that you enjoy, that you use. Netflix is so big. I watch so many shows on Netflix, so it was a no-brainer putting money into Netflix, and it did soar. So put money into things that you enjoy, that you use on a daily basis, that you really love, and usually, those are the things that do well in the stock market.
And don't check it every single day, because you see it go down.
Absolutely
not.
And
then you get nervous.
I stopped doing that, because I was getting sweaty every day looking at the stocks go down, but it bounced back up.
I got to get y'all credit card numbers, man. Next time y'all use y'all debit card, boy, we're going to get y'all. Scammers, scammers, link up, scammers.
Listen,
all right.
You can't even do that on mine, because they call me every
time. They call me every time
my
I use
card,
a charge.
They call me and be like, there's a charge. Are you the person using the card?
You know a scammer's motto, where there's a will, there's a way. Okay.
Scammer going to get you, boy, for wishing that on us. All right, that's front page news. When we come back, Nicki Minaj, she checked in yesterday right before we got off air, and we're going to get that back on. Interesting conversation, man, about Charlamagne, his finger in his butt.
What are you talking about?
She actually really wanted to make sure we played this whole thing uncensored, unedited. She said, make sure this whole thing plays in its entirety, and so we have to do that.
All right, we'll get that back on when we come back. Just one question, Charlamagne.
What?
Middle or index?
What are you talking about?
Oh, pointy.
You don't wash your ass?
We'll get into it when
we come
back.
Don't you put the towel and fingers
right,
in
guys.
Your ass?
You put a finger up?
No, what are you talking about? That's you want a drug this morning?
All right, well, we'll get into it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Kanye. That was Drake, One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the phone.
Nikki!
Hi, how are you?
We are good. We seen you twerking the other night.
Already.
Listen, you saw me do a lot of things the other night.
Yeah, we saw you paying homage to Lauryn Hill, which is dope, because people always say that, you know, you don't pay homage to the people that came before you.
That was dope.
Oh, my God. Such a surreal moment. Such, like, I couldn't control myself. I was at a loss for words, like... You know, and she was super sweet and gracious, and I was, like, you know, not expecting that. She was in the room right next to me the whole time, And I was, like, kind of nervous to even run into her, like, in the hallway. Then all of a sudden, like, I literally said the words, "Do y'all realize my idol is right there?" And within 30 seconds of me saying that, she walked into my room.
So that's the first time you met her?
Yeah, in person, yep.
Wow.
Ain't that crazy? But shout out to Miss Lauren Hill for being epic and for, like, and I told her, I was like, I want you to know this, that you change everyone's life. Like, everyone who I know feels like their life was a little changed by Lauren's miseducation. So shout out to her for just being everything I hoped she would be when I met her.
And I saw your Marie Claire cover, too, by the way. Beautiful and great article as well.
Thank you. Did you read it, Angela?
Yes, I did, and I actually reported on it as well.
Oh, we doing our research, Nick.
Yeah.
Okay.
We doing our research. I did my Googles.
Well, thank you. I really, you know what's so funny about the Marie Claire, though? I don't think people realize the Marie Claire interview was done like so many months ago. And even those pictures were taken so many months ago. But, you know, when it came out, people think it's recent, but it's not. It just looks epic. And I love the writer. I loved everything about it. So thank you for talking about it.
I'm glad you're cooking. They say you're cooking in the studio. I'm excited about that.
Yeah. I have so many things that I'm working on that are really, like, exciting. So I'm happy about that. And I've been in New York for a while. So, like, you know, I feel like New York gives such a different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy to be home. Like, normally, I always feel like, okay, it's time to go back, you know, to sunny California. But this time, it's like, I'm actually enjoying myself in New York.
When is the ABC show coming?
It's postponed.
Why?
Because a lot of things were happening at the same time, and creatively, we wanted to make some changes with the pilot. And so, you know, we're taking our time. Everyone involved, you know, Aaron Kaplan, everyone involved wants it to be perfect, and I felt like there were other things that needed to be figured out first.
Now, Nick, the landscape of female hip-hop has changed. I always salute you because I feel like you ushered in a whole new era of female MCs. What do you think of it?
Oh, well, I got a thing for Young M.A.
She gets
sure.
busy. I like Young M.A.
I definitely have a thing for her. She's something about her. Something about her, man. Something about her. I really love.
She liked your twerking video, so you might want to be careful.
She did? Did she like the
shit?
We don't know that.
Oh, okay. Because I was about to say, what's up? Nah. But I think, and I met, you know, I've met Dej Loaf. I think she's dope, too. I feel like it's always hard. You know, people act like just being a female rapper is hard, but being a male rapper and being taken seriously is hard, too. We're in the era of, you know, mumble rap, and it's men, you know, and some of it is super dope, and some of it is like, okay, let's see where this goes. But it's always difficult becoming a staple in hip-hop. And so it's only a few superstars in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
A handful.
Right. So shout out to all the women coming up that are paying attention to lyrics. I don't have anything against anything. You know, like, I love a lot of the new guys, too. Like, I feel like they're super fun. Like, I love Lil Uzi. Like, I love the melodies. Like, I love Fetty. I did something with Fetty that's going to come out soon that I think is super dope. But, you know, I mean, I think it's just always, it's not easy for anyone. So anybody that's trying to do rap and all of that, like, trust me. Like, you got to have really super thick skin, and you have to really be passionate, you know, because... Yeah.
So we getting an album, or we getting a Beam Me Up Scotty 2? What's going to happen? What's going on?
What would you prefer?
An album.
No, I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't mind a mixtape right now.
An album spitting like you spit on the Young M.A. freestyle.
We want that too, but you know, the album going to be a little bit more broader because that's what you do. But I wouldn't mind another mixtape right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lie. Beam Me Up Scotty 2 would be kind of tough.
Yeah, and oh my God, you know my fans are going to like love you right now for saying that, because they've been trying to talk me into that for a long time. The other day I went back, I was listening to Beam Me Up Scotty actually on Tidal, not to plug anything, but I listened to that mixtape on Tidal, and I didn't even know it was on Tidal, and I'm just like, yo, this was pretty dope. You know, it's I think when artists are in their mixtape season, they don't have rules. They don't give themselves rules.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the best part, you know, one of the most freeing things is just doing what the hell you want to do and having fun. And I think during that time, I just did what I wanted to do. I didn't even think anybody was going to really hear me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, I'm free to make mistakes, you know. And I think that's the beauty of art. When you feel that you're free to make mistakes, then it kind of propels you to another level of just freedom. So I'm not closed off to it. But one thing I definitely won't tell anyone what, you know, if I'm doing that. Like if I was working on a mixtape, I wouldn't tell anybody that. Just surprise my fans with it, you know.
Okay, because he did put out that fake surprise mixtape that had everybody excited. Charlamagne came in here like, Nicki put out a mixtape?
I was like, no, you idiot.
I think she was trolling you.
It was a fake album, not a fake mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Because my fans kept on like asking me, and I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'm putting an album out. It's coming out tonight. Pick my fruit out. It was so funny. It was a fun night.
Well, you had my dumb ass fool.
He came in here like, Nicki put out something.
A lot of people was hitting my manager saying, yo, why y'all ain't telling us y'all was about to drop? Like, it was, yeah.
All right, we got more with Nicki when we come back. Let's get into a little Nicki Minaj mini mix. All right, let me know your favorite Nicki joint. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Turn it up. Pull up in
that
monster,
that was a Nicki Minaj mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got Nicki Minaj on the phone.
You
got
to come up here soon, Nick. We have us a conversation, a Breakfast Club Nicki conversation.
I absolutely will. I'll be up there soon. I might come before I, you know, leave New York.
We'll see you soon, Nick. I'm going to ask you this over the phone because I don't want you to slap me in person. Who you think twerks better, you or Safari?
He wanted to do a poll this morning and make that a topic.
This morning.
Well, first of all... You have to compare my twerk video on my Instagram, because that's the one that's epic.
The practice one, the rehearsal.
Right. He can't do better than that. Now, the one at Tidal, yes. Get him some...
You stupid, yo. You are stupid.
No, like, if I really... I could tell y'all some stories, but I ain't. But I really hate y'all for doing that.
The twerk contest was going down.
No, but please, y'all need to... You know what? Y'all all haters, though. And I got y'all shook, like I said, but...
We shook.
Yep, we shook.
I know y'all shook, and just acknowledge y'all shook. People get mad when you tell them you shook. But, you know, it's okay to be shook. But please use the real one, the good one.
Okay.
Because I'm sure y'all trying to be funny on whatever thing y'all posted.
No, Charlamagne said he could listen and he could hear it clapping. So he went
in the dressing
play.
Room. I could hear it clapping.
But you could see it clapping in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah,
room,
in the dressing room, it was getting busy.
Say it again.
And you was getting busy in the dressing room. I think on stage you had a little reservation for whatever reason. You was like, don't take pictures of me.
I had reservations because the photographers were supposed to leave during that time. They were supposed to leave after the second song. And then when I looked around and I realized they were still there, I was like, uh-oh, wait, hold on.
But you Nicki, know, you was on video. It was an arena full of people with phones.
With camera
No. It's not about that. It's not about the fans there. Camera phone videos, whatever. I'm talking about... Still photography that's, you know, 2-3 feet away from you. It's not good for
got you.
Yeah.
They was all up in your ass.
Yeah, for a female to be in that position, yeah. Like with a camera right up your
chew, we got you.
So that was the reservation. And in my dressing room, I could be a, you know, the thottiest stripper in the world.
And
that's what I did. But most importantly, I was having fun, and, you know, I want to shout out the crowd that came to the show. Did you guys enjoy the show?
I didn't see the whole thing. I was at the
Revolt Music Conference.
Yeah, I saw your part.
Oh, okay. Well, shout out to the fans that came, because I thought they were really dope, too. Like, they were diverse. They were full of energy. Like, they showed a lot of love. So shout out to everybody that came to the Tidal concert. We just truly, like, had fun. So I think that's the bigger thing here. You know, like,
I heard J&B say that was their favorite Onika performance.
Yeah, before I even left the building, they both, Jay said that. like, yo, I never seen her like this. Like, whatever she on, she needs to stay on that, you know, which is a big deal coming from, you know, my rap idol. Mm-hmm. Like, that was a big deal. And then we had dinner, and they were like, you know, both of them were super proud, and I was proud, you know, to have them feel like that. And Swiss, you know, Swiss felt the same. He was like, yo, what energy, like, did you pull from for the show? And I was like, I don't know. I just know, I mean, you know, maybe took a couple, like, sips or something backstage before I came out, but that was about it. But, yeah, they complimented the show. B complimented even my background singer, Keisha, who I love. B was like, yeah, she did her thing, too. So, you know, we had fun, and dope. That's what it's all about.
And your hair was laid, too.
Thank you so much. I love my hair. I love it being long. I love it being sexy in the crack of your ass. That's the new wave. Have your hair in the crack of your ass.
But what if you get doo-doo on it? Yeah. What if you get
doo-doo? The hair from your head in the crack of your ass, okay? Not actual hair growing out your ass.
And your butt should be clean, Charlamagne.
I mean, yeah, but it's still fecal matter down there. Whatever.
Wait, hold on. We're not about to talk about your ass
again.
Ever again, Charlamagne. Like, we're not about to do that ever again, okay?
Hey, I'm still out here getting my ass eaten, Nick.
What?
No, okay.
Well, shout out to your wife.
Yeah, shout out to your okay. wife. All right. Goodness gracious.
Thanks for putting her on blast.
Are you really, Charlamagne?
He loves it. He talks about it every
yes.
day.
Charlamagne.
Every now and then. I mean, I ain't sassy with it
just
now.
Just by one woman.
Wait, let me ask you something. How do you clean your ass? Like, do you do a new cleaning regimen?
Yes, right fresh out the shower. Plus, I got a bidet at the crib.
You have a bidet?
Ew. Yes. Wait, can I just say something about bidets?
Go ahead.
I don't believe in bidets. I believe take your ass in the shower.
Yes.
Like a bidet.
Oh no, I get in the shower too.
You put the soap in your butt?
So he opens your butt
do
up
you
and
you put your finger in your butthole?
You have
I definitely,
to.
I got two rags, one for my private parts, one for my body. So I definitely thoroughly cleanse my butthole.
She
so
asked you, if you put your finger in your butt.
When I'm showering, yeah.
What about now?
Oh, that's a good question. When you get in your ass, do you want the girl to put a couple fingers in your ass?
No, that's too much. That's too much. Just strictly tongue.
Please air this whole interview, y'all.
Nikki, Instagram your toilet. I need to see how big your toilet is.
No, but on the real, y'all, can you please make sure you play this whole interview?
Of course we are.
We will.
I have to get my life from hearing this back. Well, anyway, you guys, thank you so much. I'll see you guys soon.
I'm going to stalk you this week, too. Are you in the studio? I'm stalking you this week.
Oh, come stalk me.
All right. It's Nicki Minaj. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Derrick Rose, as you guys know, is still in court fighting these rape allegations. Now, Derrick Rose's lawyers just actually read from December 2015 and May 2016 depositions. And in the deposition, Kiana Laverne, who was a former colleague of the accuser, says that she came into work just hours after the alleged rape and didn't seem battered. She said she didn't seem off. She was at work behaving normally. Laverne said that she even showed her photos of herself in a sex harness that she had bought for Derrick Rose and laughed about it. She said she was giggling a little bit as she watched me Google it. I could not figure out exactly what a sex belt was, so she explained to me that a sex belt with two bars for the man to hold enables the man to get leverage and hold the bars during the doggy style position. She said not one time did rape come out of her mouth. And then she also said that the accuser was broke at that time and needed money. And she even texted her saying, I need a very wealthy man. So the accuser's lawyers are now saying that this testimony is irrelevant and based on hearsay or opinion.
I was wondering why Derrick Rose was going through with this as far as trial is concerned. But
Most people would just settle. And
yeah, but I guess he's doing that because he knows if he settles, then in the court of public opinion, people will say
guilty.
He's guilty. But
absolutely.
If he lets all of these facts of the case come out, then... you know, he'll come out kind of clean.
Well, the final testimony is today, and closing statements will be either this afternoon or Wednesday.
So. People are going to believe what they want to believe, though. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, you're going to be playing, you know, opposing teams, and they're going to be screaming in the crowd, let's go rapists. They're going to do that anyway.
Now, it's not hearsay, I would think, if she actually has a text message from the accuser saying, I need to get a really wealthy man the day after the alleged rape happened.
Yeah.
Because she did say that she has... received a text from her right after that. So who knows?
Yeah.
But they don't want that testimony to be heard. They want to block that. All right, Donald Penn. You know him from the Oakland Raiders?
Nope.
No. All right, well, he's in a pretty crazy situation. Now, his wife, Dominique Penn, went on Instagram and said that her husband, who made $47 million during his NFL career, actually got one of the former Bad Girls Club girls, Camilla Poindexter, pregnant.
What's wrong with that? He can afford it, clearly.
She said, my husband, well, it's because he cheated and he's married.
Oh, that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's what's wrong with it.
That wouldn't be good.
Okay.
She posted, my husband cheated on me with his hood rat. She knew he was married from jump. He knew that he was married. They did this to my family. You don't get brownie points for effing a married man for a check, thinking he was going to leave his wife. Now, Camilla had her daughter back in March, and Dominique is saying Donald is the father. He already has three kids with his wife. She said he has four kids now, paternity test pending to worry about. And you would think that means she's leaving him, right, with all of this. He just had a baby out of wedlock with another woman. She said, my husband married a strong woman, and even at his weakest points today, I encouraged him to go play on Sunday. I uplifted him, and I told him as his friend, we're going to get through this. As a result, to all you hoes out there, never think for one second a man will never come crawling back to his wife. In most cases like mine, the wife always wins.
What's her name?
Dominique Penn.
Round of applause to her. She need a medal. Drop one of Clues bombs for her. Damn it. We need to send her a Purple Heart.
Wow.
Some yellow moons, orange stars, and green clothes. Okay? God bless her.
She thinks she won.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that is so sad.
God bless her, man.
Jeez.
God bless women for being stronger than us. Okay? When we go low, y'all go high. All right? Just keep... It's okay. We are weak. Our flesh is so weak. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, what's her name?
Her name is Dominique Penn. Okay. And Kanye West feels like some people are stealing the look of his stage. Here's what he said when he was in Edmonton, Canada. So he said, this is the original, accept no imitations. You with the rap guy right now. N-words be copying our ish, stealing our ish, stealing our stages, copying our ish one-to-one.
I was confused with this. Who's stealing the stage?
Yeah, but it was an artist from Africa who said he'd been doing this for a while. He even posted up pictures from an old concert.
Somebody said Chris Brown did it at one time.
Some people were saying Drake does it.
Somebody said Michael Jackson.
I've never seen a floating stage until Kanye. I've never seen it either. But that don't mean that it wasn't other floating stages out there.
Right. It's hard to find an idea that's completely original.
I forgot the artist's name from Africa, and if I do know his name, I couldn't pronounce it anyway. But he's the guy that he said he had a floating stage for a couple years now.
All right, they put his picture up.
That's his name?
No. What's his name, though?
That ain't no African artist.
Why can't that be an African artist? What does Africa look like?
There's all different kinds of looks, you know?
That's Virginia right there. I know Virginia when
Virginia.
I see it. That man there from Virginia.
Stop it.
You're a fool, man.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
What's his name?
Oh, man. Casper Noviest.
That ain't his name.
What's his name?
I don't know, but that ain't it. I'm sure. I mean, I can't pronounce it. I'm sure that's his name, but you didn't pronounce it right.
It's Casper Noviest.
And he said he's been doing it since, I want to say 2012. I could be mistaken, though. I remember reading that briefly yesterday in passing. I wasn't paying too much attention.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, donkey today goes to Miss Melania Trump. She needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with her, please.
Bye, Mom. Ba-boom. Okay, well, we do that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty funny.
Charlamagne the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Yes. Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, October 18th goes to Melania Trump. Now, Melania sat down with Anderson Cooper last night on CNN to defend GOP nominee, her husband, Donald Trump, as she should, okay? Now, that's the reason a lot of beautiful women have more followers on Instagram than they do on Twitter. That reason is simply because we would rather look at your face than hear your thoughts. Melania Trump is one of those women. Now, let's listen to a few of these clips. First, this is Melania Trump throwing Billy Bush all under the bus, saying the reason Donald Trump even said those comments in the first place was because he was egged on by Billy Bush. Let's hear it.
I was surprised because that is not the man that I know. And I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on because they were kind of a boy talk. And he was like egg on from the host to say dirty and bad stuff. The boys, that the way they talk, sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girls.
Okay, Donald Trump was 59 years old when he made those grab them by the pussycat comments. You want me to elect a man who at 59 years old folds to peer pressure? Huh? You're a 59-year-old man falling victim to peer pressure, and I'm supposed to vote for you to be leader of the free world? Donald Trump at that time had more power and more money than Billy Bush, but Billy Bush egged him on. Imagine what someone with some real power, money, and influence would get Donald Trump to do, okay? I want a president that folds. I don't want a president that folds to peer pressure, okay, Donald? If Billy and all your friends jumped off a cliff, would you jump with him? Huh? Can we hear the next clip about, what is this, her talking about it's a conspiracy against Donald?
Yes. I believe my husband. This was all organized from the opposition. With the details that they go, did they ever check the background of these women? They don't have any facts.
Okay. Not only is that victim blaming at its finest, in this situation, Melania, the facts came right out of Donald Trump's mouth, okay? Do you realize we can hear your husband? All right, we heard him. Unless, of course, you're going to tell us that Donald Trump is a puppet and Billy Bush is a ventriloquist and it was really Billy Bush making those statements while he had his hand up your husband's ass. If you're going to reach, reach, okay? Now, let's hear the comments about how these women basically deserved it because they were trying to talk to a married man.
No, that's not a sexual assault. He didn't say he did it. And I see many women coming to him and giving phone numbers or inappropriate stuff from women. And they know he's married. It was in front of me. And I said, like, why you need to give your number to my husband? I'm very strong. People, they don't really know me. People think, oh, poor Melania. Don't feel sorry for me.
We don't. Basically, Melania Trump is saying these women want their pussycats grabbed, and it's their fault they're getting their pussycats grabbed because Donald Trump is married, all right? And these ladies shouldn't be trying to get with him anyway. So the actual victim has to have all the accountability and responsibility to not be victimized because the perpetrator is married, and these women shouldn't be trying to get with him in the first place. So if you get your pussycat grabbed or you get sexually assaulted in any way, it's your fault. Melania, I don't think that's how any of this works, okay? Now, let's hear the final clip about Melania saying that, you know, Donald just talks like a teenage boy sometimes.
He described it as locker room talk. Is that what it is to you, just locker room talk?
Yeah, it's kind of two teenage boys. Mm-mm. Actually, they should behave better, right?
He was 59.
Correct. And sometimes I said, I have two boys at home. I have my young son and I have my husband.
Melania. Your husband is 70. As Anderson Cooper just stated, he was 59 at the time of the audio. I know we live in this era where everyone wants to be forever young, but that's not the reality of the situation. I know men mature slower than women, but if at 59 you was acting like a teenage boy, that means 11 years later, Donald Trump mentally is only in his mid to late 20s. Okay, the minimum age to run for president is 35. The reason for that is because the founding fathers thought that the age of 35 brought a different level of wisdom and maturity because life expectancy was much lower in the 1700s. People didn't think they would live past 40. So 35 was mature. So if Melania is saying Donald Trump was acting like a teenage boy at 59, that means he's only mentally in his mid to late 20s now. So according to the founding fathers of America, if 35 is the age where you are at the right level of wisdom and maturity to be president, then Donald Trump mentally still isn't there and won't be for at least another 8 to 10 years. America, what are we doing? What are we doing? Now, the media keeps saying that Melania Trump is typically reluctant to give interviews, and after watching that one with Anderson Cooper, the reason for that is obvious. She has nothing to say. Okay, in the words of Mahatma Gandhi, speak only if it improves the silence. Melania Trump, God bless you. You tried, they gave you your talking points, you stuck to the script, but no. Instead of an interview, you should have released a simple statement. You could have said, I stand by my husband, I accept my husband's apology, and America should too. And when they go low, we go high. Just steal First Lady Michelle Obama's words again. They work for everything. Please give Melania Trump the biggest hee-haw.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That was rough.
Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we have Drum in the building.
Big Baby Drum. What's the song he sang?
I like to cha-cha.
What else?
Broccoli.
Broccoli with Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty.
Yeah, baby. That song.
What was that?
That's Broccoli.
You don't know what he's saying.
I don't. Do you?
I wasn't the one singing.
It don't matter.
Now.
As long as you know the cadence, you good.
There you
bro.
Go.
You
don't
sound never, good in the club.
You don't
and
never got to know the words. Just know the cadence and know the melody, bro. Mm-hmm. That's it.
I knew it.
That's all. That's all right. You need to know.
All right. Drama, when we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Beyonce. That was 50 in the club. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Big Baby Drum.
Hey.
Now, is it Drum or Big Baby Drum?
Big Baby Drum. Drum. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know me, like, if you like, know me, you know me as a Big Baby.
Why they call you Big Baby? You like milk?
Nah, cut in line at the airport, you know what I mean? Oh. Like, low key, like, you know, Big Baby.
Got you. Big kid.
Get a drink. Yeah, facts.
I didn't know you were from Hampton, Virginia.
Yeah, though.
Really?
Facts.
I thought you was from across the water Road. Somewhere. I thought you was, like, from...
Germany.
Yeah.
Now, I was born in Germany, like, my mother was in the military when I was a baby, like...
Everybody in Virginia, a lot of people from the locals in Virginia, some kind of military association.
Yeah, like, she left when I was, like, 6 years old, so, like, I ain't, like, no, like, military kid, but I was born in Germany. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's like a fun fact, but I don't know anything else about Germany. You know, I came back to the States from before I was like one.
Oh, you ain't lived there nothing. Okay.
Nah.
Oh, you have.
So you consider yourself from Virginia?
Yeah, from Hampton.
From Hampton, Virginia, where MV went to college.
That's right. So
yeah, it's lit.
That's interesting how you got started with your career and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Started in the mall?
Okay, so at the Hampton Coliseum Mall, it was like this booth. This guy, he had this booth or whatever. And, like, my boy Keon, you know what I'm saying,
who at the time. You sell a fake jury in the middle of the mall?
Nah. It was right up there. It was one jump up from the fake jury in the middle of the mall.
What about Hampton Coliseum?
Yes, sir.
You can't be three African-Americans walking with each other.
Facts, yo.
That was a law.
Whatever.
You couldn't walk with three people.
But, I mean, that was our mall. You mm-hmm. see me? Like it was like, you know, we'd come off from school. We'd, you know, on a weekend, whatever. But, I mean, it was literally in the middle of the mall. You know, we started rapping there. The guy that owned the booth, he liked us so much, he in charges. We just hung around there. Instead of really, like, making tracks or whatever, we would just really, like, do freestyle battles with people up walking up the jump, like, if they double took at the...
So it was a booth with a microphone where they had, it was like a recording.
You could record songs.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So you started going to the studio after that?
It all started rolling.
So you didn't record Cha-Cha there?
Hell no.
This is old.
I know what y'all trying to do, so I'm just kidding.
Now, DROM is an acronym for Does Real Ass Music. What's real ass music to you?
Bruh, like, what's true to you? You feel me? Like, I ain't never sold a nickel rock. I ain't never shot no gun or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, but, like, my people are my people. Know me for me. I just go through regular life. You know what I'm saying? I feel as though I make relatable music as well. You know what I'm saying? Just... stuff that's true to me, you feel me?
And that's the definition of real. We were just having this conversation last week. Yo, the difference between real versus criminal.
If you see his album cover, he's hugging his dog.
I love my dog. I love my
dog. Everywhere.
Yo, all right, so that's what I'm on the road.
I know.
I give it about 6 to 8 months till everything is right and set for me to be able to have In It with me everywhere. That's
what's the dog's
my
name?
Goal. Oh, he's talking about a real dog? In like it. A pet? No,
yeah,
like your home
cover?
Yeah, like my...
Oh, you see
I did see the album cover. He had the dog.
I missed my dog.
You see the BET Awards? You brought his dog out the BET Awards.
Yo, he was so scared, bro. Like, he was scared.
Why did you got a dog? You didn't have no friends growing up, or you just...
No, I just got a dog. Like, I always wanted a dog. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Like, he turned one August 30th. He's a golden doodle. You feel what I'm saying?
A golden doodle?
Golden doodle.
Oh, doodle.
He said golden doodle?
A golden doodle.
You're too big to have a small-ass dog, bro.
Hell nah.
You let your dog lick your face and stuff? And
hell nah. Like,
you need a Rottweiler, a big Doberman or something.
No, you can't bring that on the road.
You know how suspicious you look? 6-foot-something with dreads and a doodle?
Bruh, a golden doodle, bruh, that nigga, like, first of all, he about, like, 25 pounds.
Okay.
He's smaller. He ain't like one of them junks that fit in a junk. And you know how magnetizing that puppy is?
Girls gravitate towards it.
I love that dog.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, let's say you in the crib, right? You in your boxer shorts. You love your dog.
Oh, don't tell the Charlamagne story. We don't want
to
hear this.
Your dog walks up to you and licks your testicles.
Oh, no. That's not going down.
Okay, Drum, listen. I used to smoke.
Oh, my God,
Let me explain, my brother. I was high as hell.
God,
I was drunk.
Bro.
This was years ago. I'm laying on the couch. I got my boxers on, my brindle pit bull, and he came and just started licking my balls. That's it.
What?
And you let him finish.
When did you?
Let him finish. How do you let a dog finish?
Yeah, stop him.
I was high.
What if he would have bit you?
It's like one of them things. Like, all right, man.
That's bestiality.
Yo, let me
down, bro. Right now,
like that.
Nah,
that.
Yo, come on, man.
You've been high and stuck before.
I've been high and stuck, but not that stuck. God damn, what was on the boy? Tooting the boy.
Now let's get into this not album because it's coming out Friday, and I know you're excited.
Yeah, I'm so excited, bro. Oh, like we pass it out to you know to a lot of
tastemakers.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
A bunch of tastemakers and stuff, and
like that dog was tasting his.
Oh Lord, yo, that's you just got that. I just got that out of my head, bro. Like,
exactly.
No, but like we gave that to like tastemakers and stuff like that. I've done a couple phoners and stuff on the road. Just the responses back from them, you know, have been positive, and just me and my team, you know, just knowing what we got going. Mm-hmm. I feel very, very good, very excited, and I really feel as though, you know. We always hit the element of surprise, and I think we're going to do that once again with this album.
It's kind of a long road from where you first started out in the mall to how you go. So in between that time.
Oh, yeah. Jobs that never really lasted.
What'd you
being
work
broke.
At?
I worked at Portfolio Recovery Associates as soon as I graduated high school. Some debt collector.
Telemarketing.
Everybody in Virginia.
Hi, Miss Sampson.
Every day telemarketing.
Everybody in Virginia worked there.
You remember your spiel? You remember your spiel?
Miss Glenda Sampson. Hi, how are you doing? Oh, yeah. Nice to talk to you. My name is Shelly Smith from Portfolio Recovery Associates. We're just going to get involved with you for a moment in regards to your $3,842 account that's been past due since 5 years ago, ma'am. We're just calling to see when you're going to have.
That's what happens.
So
but,
bro,
I caught this one huge ass payment. I guess it's. Trying to get a house, gave me like $1,000 bonus check. Bro, I was lit.
I used to do telemarketing. I used to do BMG. I used to have to call you and try to sell you
the CDs 20
CDs
penny.
For a penny. Mm. Yeah.
All right, well, let's get into drums joint. I like to cha-cha. Shout out to the whole 757. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Cha Cha, the boy drum. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, explain Cha-Cha. How did you get the idea for Cha-Cha?
Look, that beat, when that beat came on, I was just like, we was in the blue room getting high, like, and like, the beat just came on. I was like, boom, boom. I was like, I like to cha-cha.
Was any Dominicans was like, around at the time?
Nah, yo, it's not a lot of Dominicans out there.
Dominicans cha-cha.
It's not. No, they butt-cha-ta. They told me
so
that
you
later.
You said I like to butt-cha-ta.
But no, I didn't know at the time. You feel me?
Oh, you thought it was cha-cha.
It was just all off the hip. And, you know, it wasn't supposed to be a song. It was supposed to be a crowd hyping her. You know, my boy Gabe Niles' birthday show. That was back in June of 2014. He's the producer of the record. And, man, the crowd went so ham, they made me run it back at the end of the set and went crazy. The next day, me and Gabe like, bro, we got to make the song. And we legit held the crowd hostage. I mean, the whole area, 757, they had to come to our events to hear this record until we released it online, which wasn't like 2.5 months later.
And that's when everybody
September.
Stole it. How did that happen? How did everybody end up taking the record?
Bruh, I mean, legit, yo, like, when you come into the game and you set a new precedent, I guess it's just what comes with it.
Everybody
it just
like
comes
cool.
with
Well, Beyonce with did a remix to it.
No, she
never
did.
Came out.
No,
yeah, because she did not that she was going to do the remix, but it never came out.
Nah, that was speculation.
Oh,
that
wasn't
was
awesome. True.
Right. Bruh, that picture of me and her was about some real, her respect and my artistry. It wasn't nothing to
oh,
do
so
with no
she never did the remix?
It was never even a subject.
When they seen the picture, they were waiting
yeah,
for
yeah, that's
it.
What they was waiting for.
Because the rumor
like,
was she did it, but then fell back because Drake did Hotline Bling and
nah,
Hotline Bling blew
nah, up. Nah, those is only rumors.
Did Drake ever call you about the record? Like, yo, man, I'm about to do your record over.
Uh-uh.
And you know? Felt like he should have.
I mean, the only thing that I really can say about that situation, look, that record was like my intro into the game. You know, it's right. very near and dear to me. You know, I very much so had a lot of sentimental value. It got me headed into really making a career out of it.
Right.
So it was just like,
you
know,
keep it pushing.
I took that on the chin and look where we at. We 1 year later with the number one record.
Broccoli.
You feel me? Broccoli.
Broccoli
that's
number
why
one?
Actually.
Yo, it's number one on Rhythmic Radio. Number one rap song for 5 weeks straight. I think It'll be six today.
Okay.
And that's why we're trying I celebrated to hit the top that for five. You. I was very happy.
Thank you.
For some people, that could have happened, and it could have been like, man, I'm so put off by this whole situation, but you actually put out another great song. Then you look now at, you got an album coming
you look
out
at
Friday.
It as like a rhythm. That's what they call them,
a
rhythms.
Rhythm?
When everybody just gets on the same beat.
But that was only, it was only Drake, though. Drake was the only one that did that, I think.
It was?
But did Drake kill your record? Did it hurt your record when he put it
yeah.
out?
Yeah, it really did.
You know that
yeah.
as a DJ.
Damn, but I thought it was still going to work on the charts. Damn.
You would at least think the DJs would blend it in,
but
though.
But guess what?
Play
guess
Cha-Cha
what?
And Hotline Bling.
Now, guess Drake what? Sold it up a lot.
We got this whole jump 1 year later, though.
You're right, broccoli.
Look at God.
I heard
look
Drake is redoing broccoli.
That's gonna be real dope. That's gonna be real dope. That's gonna be real dope. Let's get the record straight, yo. I don't have a personal problem
no,
with
we
Drake.
Know, we know
you
know.
Feel me? Like it was just that record where was the issue? Like, bro, like I listen to Views, I listen to all his. Like he's one of the illest. Like I grew, you know.
Do you feel like you got what you deserved out of the Cha-Cha record though? Like, do you feel like you got the most out of it for you?
It made everybody know who.
And
you
God's
were.
Plan, yeah, hell yeah. You know, in hindsight, hell yeah.
People right. were calling you a one-hit wonder with that
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah,
they didn't
no
think
doubt.
They come back with another one.
No
that's
doubt.
Why I was happy
it's a lot of people that heard this Broccoli record, and they don't know that I
you're
did Cha-Cha.
You're the same
Cha-Cha.
Person, right.
Right.
Now, you got Erykah Badu on the album.
Hey,
how did
shout
that
out
go
Queen.
Down?
Shout
how,
out
what
Queen.
What was that relationship like? Did she hit you up? Did you
yeah, like, her? we started speaking through a contact, you know, her peoples hit my peoples.
Ah, you DM'd her. Stop it.
Huh?
You DM'd her. Talk about people here, you know good what you DM'd her. You
what
saw if I do was following you. You was like, yo, I want to dress funny too. What's up?
I want to dress funny too. Did you DM her?
Hey, yo, no. Oh. And we actually got to link up and make music together right after South by Southwest. This record, this Wi-Fi is just an intro to that me and her got coming.
You from Virginia. Do you ever try to get help from some of the Virginia artists, Timbaland?
No, asking
Clips,
for help.
Pharrell.
No asking for help.
You were a big
help.
Fan just, of the Clips,
they like
facts.
Two generations like, before no, you, though.
Yeah, and I'm a fan of all of them. Like you know.
A lot from the 757.
Definitely, bro. Like, they're all from their area. I just feel blessed to carry on that torch. Mm-hmm. And I believe as though, you know, they went at it and went about it, you know, and they kept their head down and kept moving and working, and then it all happened or whatever. Like, I don't think they went about it, you know, with any handouts or any help type of thing.
You like the first one since them. Well, Trey, right?
Well, Trey's
he's
from
like he's like from 804.
Yeah, from the same area.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I'm the first one. Big baby.
Now
to
you
be
and
honest.
Little Yachty have a good relationship. Like, are you friends or
yeah,
was it
yeah,
just
cool. Like we hit each other up every now and then and stuff like that. I ain't gonna sit and be like we call each other every. You know what I mean? Like. I'm very, you know, internal, whatever. Yeah, like,
how did Broccoli
that's
work? Did you
brody.
Send him the song? Like, this sound like...
Nah, we was in the studio together, like, we met through Rick Rubin. Mm-hmm. Rick Rubin was like, yo, would you like to meet Yachty, you know? Like, this is when everybody was like
Rick
when the
Rubin?
Industry... Yeah, that's like my mentor.
The OG Rick Rubin?
How
the
did
OG?
You meet Rick Rubin?
I'm sure Rubin knows who Yachty
was,
is.
He tweeted that he was... Yo, he knows about everything.
Yeah.
He tweeted that... He was now listening to one of the cuts from off of my mixtape. Like, it was a Get Money blend from Junior Mafia's Get Money mixed in with the Badu Get Money. Once that happened, I got an email saying that he wanted to talk with me. First time we met was February 6, 2015.
Remember Rick Rubin, days? Rick Rubin?
Rick Rubin.
Yes, Rick
Shangri-La. Found Def Jam.
Yes.
White man with the bed.
Bro, you ask.
Y'all
ask,
did music
ask,
together?
Wow.
Yeah, like, as a matter of fact, in February... I was at Shangri-La in Malibu for a week and a half. That's where I met Yachty. He had brought him through.
You know? That's dope. A lot of hip-hop purists don't like Yachty. I like Yachty.
I love Yachty.
What do you feel about like him saying things like he feel like Drake's better than Tupac and Biggie?
Nah, he never said that.
Well, his people, I don't know what to
do. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, like, I can't knock anybody's opinion.
That's his preference,
me?
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, because what is a hip-hop purist? Like, is it the Big Daddy Kane era? Or is it Blueprint, Nas, One Mic era? You know what I mean? Like,
a hip-hop purist is usually a guy from New York who's 45,
with
who
big
wears denim jeans shorts
big
and construction Timberlands
jeans.
In the summertime.
Why your jeans so big?
In a white stocking cap.
They're usually black.
With
black
a baggy
stocking.
Jersey.
With a black stocking
cap. Oh, my God.
Now, your tour is called the Spread the Love Tour. Why was it important to name the tour that? Because you seem like a jolly
tour,
fella,
yeah.
man.
Bro, like, okay, my whole fella. Thing is this. If you go into a room in a situation, positivity, good vibes, and overall love, 9 times out of 10, it's going to come back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
Like, bro, like, that's about it. So spread that love and watch what it do.
What if you go back to Virginia and a cousin kicks your dog? Like a cousin that's mad at you because you ain't giving him no money.
His ass would. Facts. Don't touch my dog, bro. Please.
All right.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, bro.
I can't even think.
You don't worry. You don't even worry about the dog, man. He'll get on your dog the whole time, man.
What was your dog's name? Dog.
Isn't it? As in, like, isn't it so cute?
Oh,
like,
oh, I thought it
was isn't it. Like, isn't it so cute?
Isn't it?
Well, there we have it. It's Drum. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Big Debbie Drum Friday.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, here's another thing with two sides to the story. Now, a waitress is saying that Adrian Broner choked her. He says that he didn't do anything wrong. This was at Dre's nightclub. Sunday, 3:30 a.m., a female server says that he put his hands around her neck and said, "Bitch, I will knock you out." Now, cops came. They spoke with the accuser. They spoke with the witness who corroborated her story. And they're saying the whole incident is caught on video. So we don't know what's on that video. But Adrian Broner is saying that this never happened. And that's that. He was not arrested, but he was given a citation with a notice to appear in court at a later date.
That sucks when Floyd Mayweather Jr. is your mentor and you was hanging out with him all last week and then you choke a girl. Like, that's not good money.
He's still hanging out with him. No,
yeah,
still
actually,
training.
Floyd invited him to live with him to help him go through whatever issues that he's having.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I'm your mentor, you got to do better than that, okay?
Right. We don't know what happened, though. It's his word against hers so far.
That
we don't know what's on
too.
That videotape, so we don't even know yet.
That is all fact.
All right. Now, we told you this earlier. Mary J. Blige's estranged husband, Kendu Isaacs, wants to get about $130,000 per month in spousal support from her. They were married for 12 years. She was the breadwinner, but he helped her out a lot in her career. He was her manager. So right now, she's on tour. She has an album coming out. He has a zero income since she fired him after she filed for a divorce. So he wants to get that money. They do have a prenup, but he's saying he signed that prenup without a lawyer, so that's why he doesn't feel like it should be.
That's a lot of money per month, man. Kendu's my guy, but you can't stick up Mary J. Blige like that.
He
that's
should
Mary
get some
J. Blige,
money,
bro. Yes, he should get some money, but not $120 a month.
That's
man.
A lot.
Can't stick up the queen of hip hop.
Well, you know what they say: when you go high, we go low. So he's gonna go high.
I'm sure she'll come back
home. Stupid. That's the key to negotiating.
That's the key to negotiate. Okay.
All right, Shorty Lowe. They're saying now the autopsy report reveals that he died of blunt force trauma, but he did have painkillers on him when he died, and they said he smelled of alcohol. He was ejected from the vehicle in a car crash, and they found a bottle of promethazine on him. It was filled with Percocet and Vicodin, and they also said his body bag emitted a strong smell of alcohol when it was open, but they don't have the official toxicology results yet. They also said there were two females in the car at the time of the crash. This is weird, but they asked the cops if they could take some money out of his pockets, and the cops let him do it, so they left about $16 on him.
That don't sound weird to me. Two grimy-ass chicks you met at the script club.
But how they gonna let him do that?
I was surprised.
That sounded weird.
What I'm saying. The cops said okay to that.
That sounds weird, the cops to let him do it, but two grimy-ass chicks you probably met in the script club, you about to go home and pop off, you taking your money, that don't sound too crazy.
We don't know that that's what it was.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, you just made a whole story up.
I did. That's what we do.
It
2016.
It could have been two women that he knows, somebody that works with him. We don't
You're
know
right.
who it was.
I should have just tweeted that.
What's wrong with
you? Yeah, you should have.
I shouldn't have just blurted that out.
And
I don't know who these women were.
Let's talk about money issues. 50 Cent went on Instagram to show that his Marquise's mom, Shaniqua Tompkins, actually had to sell her mortgage. I guess she owed about $360,000. He posted on Instagram, "I hate to say I told you so, but I told you over and over, go to work. This is real life. Good luck." You know, he's been doing this whole countdown to when his child support is over. So now, is it true that they extend child support if your child doesn't go to college? Or
if your child goes to college.
If your child does go to college.
Does go to college, they extend it.
Okay.
I'm not mad at 50 Cent for that. 50 Cent been warning them for a long
time.
Now, for real, he's been telling them. He's been telling them for at least 2 years now. I've been seeing 50 tell him, get a job. It's all over when dude's 18 or whatever. She should have been prepared for this. I'm going to be honest with you. There's no reason for her house to be foreclosed on.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. But he gave her fair warning.
He gave her some time.
I'm not mad at her. And he even wished her good luck.
Yo, shut up.
He did. That's real. Like I told you so. Hey, 50's a cancer like I'm a cancer. I understand.
Petty.
That's not petty. That's just reality. That's all. He told you reality was coming. You wasn't ready for it.
She did try to do that reality show, though.
Well, 50 owned the rights to her life. Yeah, he owned the rights to her life.
Oh, he wouldn't let her do it?
No.
He owns the rights to her. I think her book, anything she do on TV, he owns that.
Man, drop one of Clues Bars at 50 Cent. I need your lawyer, 50, just in case. Wife get out of line. Okay? Yeah.
Well,
I need me an indentured servant, too.
Never do that to your wife. Stop it. And that is your rumor report.
I don't think I would.
No, you wouldn't.
She get half anyway. You ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah, she can get it.
She get it.
You deserve it.
So she would get how much?
Half. Absolutely. Positively.
I ain't say that. Envy said that.
You did say yeah. So she can get half.
Hey, Q, erase this. Just in case. Just in case.
I just want to make sure.
It's live. You can't erase live radio.
No, I would.
Because, you know, I'm with her.
No,
so if anything happens.
I would for real. My wife deserves it.
She deserves it.
She deserves 3/4.
Yeah, you can. She can get 75%, really, be honest with you. I'll be back.
He said, I'll be back.
I'll be back.
That is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, People's Choice mixes up next. You want to hear something? At DJ Envy. Hit me up. Let me know what you want to hear. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.